Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Yesterday evening at about 6:30, I got a phone call from the Gardaí to go to a very serious accident in a neighbouring parish. So it was a terrible scene actually there. There were two the mother and daughter were in the car, and I was told it was a mother and daughter that was in the car, and I was brought down, and I said prayers with them over them, and the emergency services were there, Gardaí, ambulance service, the fire brigade, and they were doing a great job. I didn't know the people at the time. I heard their names today, David, and I think I do know some family members from years ago when I worked in Swinford Parish, but they belong to the Swinford community, and I'm sure the community is totally devastated. In fact, everybody around Mayo here and the surrounding area is so, so sad at this stage, because a mother and daughter, young daughter, and we can only think at times like this of their family, and indeed of the mother's friends and colleagues, and the child's friends from school as well. They must be all in a terrible state of sadness at the moment.
And as you said there, Father, a tragedy like this almost transcends areas that, although they're part of the Swinford community, this is something that will be felt nationwide, you'd imagine.
Yes, it does. It touches the hearts of people all over the country. You know, we often hear those accidents in various parts, and we feel sad at the time, but it really does touch the hearts of so many people. It's such a loss of life, young life. And then what I was thinking especially there yesterday evening was their family. They would be getting that news very shortly. What terrible news to be getting. And friends as well, of course, and maybe work colleagues, whoever else are part of their immediate surround of friends and work colleagues. So, yeah, we think of those, and it's really, really, it's just hard to get your head around that. And it happens in lots of places, we hear it, but when it comes to areas that's fairly local, it really hits us very hard then. But I know the Swinford community, from going back to years, they certainly will rally around. They'll be there for the family. That's all we can do at a time like this, I think, is really just to be there for the family and know that we're there to support them. We can't find words that are adequate, but the very fact of our presence there, and I know Swinford community will be there for this young mother and daughter at this time and their family.